नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन। We have been discussing from the fifth chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter is titled as The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. So now Vasudev is in the prison house, or he has been released by Kamsa. Nanda Maharaj is back at his place. And Kamsa has discussed with his demoniac ministers, who have suggested that, you know, he should actually, you know, go full-fledged attacking, and he should not fear the demigods, and he should just, allow them to kill all the children who have been born in the last 10-12 days like that. And then, in the meantime, Nanda Maharaj, who was very happy due to the birth of his child, invited the Brahmanas to perform the Jatakarma rituals for the child. He also worshipped the Pitrus and the Devatas. So, here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions very clearly that here the word that is used is Nandastu Atmaja Utpanne. Okay. The word Atmaja is used, which means his own son. So although Vasudeva was completely overjoyed over the birth of his son, due to the fear of Kamsa, he could not celebrate the birth in Mathura with the Jatakarma ceremony. So Vasudeva could not celebrate. But when Nanda's son was born, he joyfully celebrated the birth with Swasti Vachan and other auspicious ceremonies. So he says, the use of the word tu indicates the difference in the birth celebration. Vasudeva could not celebrate Nanda's tu, but Nanda Maharaj celebrated it. Right? But it also indicates that Krishna was born in Nanda's house as well as in Mathura. So that is another understanding. And the proof is the Harivamsa Puran, where it is mentioned that Devaki and Yashoda gave birth exactly at the same time. So, like that. So the natural conclusion is that the word tu means that Krishna was born from Yashoda's womb as the son of Nanda Maharaj also. Otherwise, the Jatakarma ceremony generally takes place only after cutting the umbilical cord. Okay. So how could the child be born without the umbilical cord already cut? So therefore, this is the case of, if Krishna was born only to Vasudev and not to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, then there is no question of umbilical cord. Okay. And also, the fact that Krishna is actually the son of Yashoda is mentioned in many Shastras. Therefore, one should very clearly understand that he was born to Vasudev, he was born to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda also. And that is why actually Maya Devi is considered to be the younger sister of Krishna. Okay. So, So in this context, if you remember, we had discussed the other day that we should not say that the acharyas are giving purely, material logic. That, what do you mean? Okay, if he was born only to Vasudev, then definitely the umbilical cord would have been already cut. I mean, these are, if we give these kind of arguments, okay, that is not allowed. But sometimes the acharyas, when they give these arguments, this is their Leela Spurti. They are not giving material logic here. Because this material logic can be attacked also. Like for example, if you can believe that Krishna can show four hands with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma and hair already grown and a crown and all that, if that is possible, why can't Krishna, even though born for Devaki, make a show of attaching his umbilical cord to Yashoda? That is possible. If this is possible, that is possible. Okay, so they are not giving a material logic here. This is not just logic. So this is pratyaksha for them. They are given the opportunity to see the birth of Krishna. The acharyas can see the birth of Krishna from Mother Yashoda. So having seen that, they give this argument. Look, the umbilical cord is still connected. And only after cutting the umbilical cord, the Jatakarma ceremony is conducted. So which means this shows that Krishna was born. But this is not a very material logic. For them, so they are not using just Anuman to establish this. For them, this is pratyaksha. Definitely our acharyas must have seen the birth of Krishna from Yashoda. That spurti they have. On that basis, they are arguing. Otherwise, these kind of arguments are, you might get into trouble. If we give these kind of arguments, just like that, we can get into trouble. Okay. Because they will say, hey, is it difficult for Krishna to connect the umbilical cord, his own umbilical cord with Yashoda and make a show that as if he was born from her? Is it difficult? For the Supreme Lord, it is not difficult. If he can show himself in Shankha Chakra Gada Padma form with Kaustubha, Srivatsa Mark and everything, then to connect the umbilical cord should not be difficult. So therefore, we cannot give these kind of arguments. Right? So because this would challenge the omnipotence of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For Krishna, it is very easy to connect the umbilical cord to his mother. It's not a problem. So we cannot give these kind of arguments. If the acharyas give, we quietly accept that argument. And we say, oh, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives this argument. Yes, for him it is pratyaksha, for us it is not pratyaksha. Otherwise, if we give a pure logic-based argument, we will always get into trouble because the Supreme Lord is not bound by any material logic. Okay. So, that would become a problem. So, here, when he says this, besides Srimad Bhagavatam, other scriptures also address Krishna as the son of a cowherd woman. So they are giving further proofs from the Shastras. They are not just quoting this kind of a material logic. You know, there are other scriptures where it is mentioned. Chapter 14, verse 1 says, Lord Brahma says that Krishna was born from a limb of Nanda. Chapter 8, verse 34 says, Gargamuni tells Nanda Maharaj that previously Nanda's son was born in Vasudeva's house. Okay. And in the Gautamiya Tantra, Krishna is called Yashoda Nandan. In Kramadipika, Krishna is referred as Nanda Gopatanaya. And poetic works describe Krishna as the son of Nanda, Nanda Putra. But one may say, oh, these names and such names as Nanda Nandan, Subalsaka, Gopikanta, they are all mere expressions of prema. Okay, indicating Krishna's dear submission to Nanda Maharaj rather than literally meaning that he was born from him. Okay, so they do not prove, someone may say, they do not prove that Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So there are also names such as Vasudeva Nandan, Arjun Saka, Rukmini Kanta, which express prema mixed with Aishwarya and majesty. So these terms are used simply to express different degrees of love. That's all. Like that. So he says, thus Krishna has different names according to the mood of love of his devotee. Therefore, Nanda and Yashoda, referring to Krishna as Yashoda Nandan, does not indicate that they believe Krishna is their son. This is the Purvapaksha argument. So in response to this, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti says, no, one cannot say that Nanda and Yashoda's thinking of Krishna as their son is purely out of love alone. Because such thinking cannot overpower the actual facts. Okay. So where did that prema come from? It cannot be that causeless prema is caused simply by causal thinking. Okay. Of things which is not true. If one thinks of Bhagavan Shri Krishna as an ordinary jiva, that does not make the Lord an ordinary jiva. So just because, Vasudeva and Devaki think of Krishna as their son, he does not automatically become their son. It is not like that. And speaking what appears to be false, as in the pastime of Krishna, denying his eating of earth, can give rise to the highest truth for the devotee, the fact that Krishna had millions of universes in the mouth. So basically what Srila Vishnu Chakravarti is mentioning is, he is very clearly indicating that yes, Krishna did take birth from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. This is not just some out of prema they are thinking like that. He really did take birth from there. Jata Hlado means joy took birth, literally translated. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti says joy also took birth because of the birth of the child. This word is a literally ornament of metaphor. Nanda and others perform Krishna's birth rituals because he was unable to do so. Nanda had others perform. Jata karma karayamasa. He did not do jata karma, but he had others do jata karma because he was unable to do so because he was overwhelmed with joy because of the birth of his son. Like that. Then Nanda Maharaj gave lots of cows and grains and charity to the Brahmanas. And then this talks about, we forgot to summarize the verse here. Why did he give in charity? Because it is mentioned that by bathing, body is purified. Okay. And second, by cleaning, unclean things are purified. Okay. And by samskara, birth is purified. Okay. By austerity, senses are purified. Okay. Okay. And by worship and charity, okay, wealth is purified. Okay. By satisfaction, mind is purified. Okay. And by self-realization, the soul is purified. Okay. So the Sutas, Magadas, the Vandils, and all of them chanted, and auspicious instruments were played. The whole of Vrindavan was completely cleansed and auspiciously decorated. The cows, bulls, and calves were also auspiciously dressed. The gopas also dressed appropriately and carried presentations and went to Nanda Maharaj's house. The gopis also became very pleased to hear about Yashoda Mata giving birth, and they dressed appropriately. Those beautiful wives of the Gopas hurriedly went to meet Yashoda Mata with presentations. So this is where we ended our discussion the other day. So before we start today's discussion, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add, we can take before we start today's discussion. There is already one question in the chat box. If two Krishnas were born, where did the second Krishna disappear? He merged with the first one. They merged and they became one. That is the explanation that is given. Okay. Okay, if there are no further discussion points, let's move on to today's discussion and see what we can cover today. Okay, so Shukadeva Goswami is continuing. Gopyas sumrishta mani kundala nishkakantyas chitrambara patishika chutamalya varshah nandalayam savalaya brajatir virejur vyalola kundala payodara hara shobhah. Gopyah sumrishta mani kundala. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jeweled earrings. Sumrishta, brilliantly polished. Mani kundala, jeweled earrings. Nishka kantyah, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Nishka is metal locket. So valaya, and they were decorated with bangles. Chitra ambaraha, and their dresses were of varied colors. Patishika chuta malya varshaha, and from their hair flowers fell onto the streets like showers. Nandalayam vrajatihi, and while they were thus while going to the house of Nanda Maharaj, vyalola kundala payodara hara shobaha, the gopis, their earrings, breasts and garlands were moving. Vyalola means moving. Kundala is their earrings. Payodhara are their breasts. Hara are their garlands. Shobaha means the beautiful. Virejuhu were brilliantly beautiful. So the beauty of the gopis going to Nanda Maharaj's house is described. Okay. Even though the beauty of the gopis has been described already, because of their great devotion and because he felt somewhat unsatisfied with that description alone, Shukadev elaborates further. This is the insight. These are our acharyas. Not only can they comment on the pastime, they can comment on what Shukadev Goswami was thinking also. Why did he repeat describing the beauty of the gopis again? So it is not like Srila Vishnachaka Thakur is telling, oh, maybe Shukadev Goswami was unsatisfied or dissatisfied. So there is a very clear presentation. Because he felt somewhat unsatisfied. This is very clear. Okay. You see the, how certain this is. Maybe he was, maybe Shukadeva was dissatisfied, uncertain. Shukadeva was dissatisfied, this is certain. Shukadeva was somewhat dissatisfied, this is very certain, because he's able to tell, he's able to explain the degree of dissatisfaction also. Okay, so there is no surmising, there is no guesswork here, there is certainty. The usage of the word somewhat dissatisfied indicates that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur had access to the degree of dissatisfaction of Srila Shukadeva Goswami also. So this is the qualification to write a commentary, especially for a canto like the 10th canto. There is no guesswork here. There is no suggestion from his statements that he is guessing this. maybe, he should have been, no. It is not even that Shukadev Goswami was dissatisfied. No. Shukadev Goswami was somewhat dissatisfied. This is amazing. Which means Vishwanatha Chakravarti clearly had an idea of the degree of dissatisfaction of Shukadev Goswami, because of which he was repeating the description of beauty of the gopis who are going to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Right? So these are actually statements, I mean, which should give us great joy. When we read these statements, it should give us great joy, because these personalities were no ordinary personalities. So therefore, their opinions are not opinions. Their opinions are pratyaksha. Not only did they have access to the pastimes of Krishna 5000 years back, subsequently, Shukadeva Goswami, when he speaks, they had access to his heart. So therefore, this is unbelievable, actually. Shika refers to the gopis tied up hair. It's not the Shika that we have. Vrajatihi means while going. Then he continues. Ta ashishap prayunjana chiram pahiti balake haridra churna taila dihi sinchantyo janamujjaguhu. Ashishah prayunjanaha, offering blessings to the newborn child Krishna, ta, the wives and daughters of the cowherd men, said, chiram pahi balake iti, may you become the king of Vraja and long maintain all its inhabitants. You see here, may you become the king of Vraja and long maintain its inhabitants. This is purportic. Chiram pahi literally means may you protect us for long. That's what it means. So here Prabhupada gives a purportic translation here. Chiram pahi balake means, O child, may you become the king of Vraja and long maintain all its inhabitants. Okay. There is no all its inhabitants in the words itself. Long maintain, chiram pahi, this is there. Become the king of Vraja, this is not there. So may you long maintain is the literal translation. But Prabhupada gives purportic translation, because that's what it means. Because the king, it is the role of the king to protect. So in Chirampahi, already it means may you become the king of Vraja. Okay, that is already there. So this is purporting. So therefore, if you want to word by word plug, that is the problem many times when you wish to do this anvaya for, you know, or matching the words of the verses with the word meanings in the translation. For Prabhupada, it becomes very difficult, because Prabhupada's translations are very much bhavartha translations. So there is a lot of purport involved in the translation only. And sometimes Prabhupada, you know, he will give the word meanings in the word-to-word meanings, but in the translation that will be missing only. So therefore, to match like that for Srila Prabhupada's translation, you know, very difficult actually. So then, Sinchantyaha Haridra Churna Tailadibihi. They sprinkled a mixture of turmeric powder, oil and water, Ajanam, upon the birthless Supreme Lord, Ujjaguhu, and offered their prayers. So, here he says, offering blessings to Krishna, they said, may you protect us for long. Okay. And then they sprinkled auspicious items upon Krishna and offered prayers. Okay. Srila Vishnu Chakradagur says, entering the maternity ward, the Vrajagopis said, may you protect us. This means that Krishna, who is the son of the king, should protect them when he assumes the throne. You see, this comes in the purport of Srila Vishnu Chakradagur, and Prabhupada incorporates it in the translation only. Okay. Like that. And, okay, this is one understanding. Another understanding, another reading is that out of parental affection, the gopis offered Krishna a blessing saying, Chiranjeeva, may you live a long life. Then going outside, the elderly gopis celebrated Krishna's birth by singing loudly and sprinkling each other with a mixture of oil, water and turmeric. So Srila Prabhupada's, in Srila Prabhupada's explanation, this oil, water and turmeric is sprinkled upon Krishna. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, they sprinkled it on each other as a mark of celebrating the birth of Krishna. Two slightly different versions. Both could be right also. Both are right. Right. They sprinkled it on Krishna and later they sprinkled it on each other also. So then, avadyanta vichitrani vaditrani mahotsave krishne vishveshware nante dandasya vrajamagate. Krishne Vishveshware Anante. Now that the all-pervading, unlimited Lord Krishna, the master of the cosmic manifestation, Vishveshware Anante, the unlimited Lord Krishna, had arrived within the estate of Maharaj Nanda, Nandasya Vrajamagate, Avadyanta Vichitrani Vaditrani, various types of musical instruments sounded Mahotsave to celebrate a great festival. Many musical instruments were resounded. Okay. Vishveshware means the Lord of the universe. Because the Supreme Lord of the cosmic manifestation had appeared, musical instruments resounded throughout the three worlds, Swarga, Earth and Hell. Okay. Avadyanta vichitrani vaditrani mahotsave krishne vishveshware anante nandasya vrajamagate. Because Krishna had entered Nanda Maharaj's house, but Krishna is not just Nanda Maharaj's son, he is Vishveshwara also. Therefore, musical instruments resounded throughout the universe, throughout the Vishwa. So here he says, according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, it resounded throughout the universe. Okay. Anante means unlimited. Because Krishna is unlimited, unlimited musical instruments began to sound. Okay. This is the meaning of Anante. Vishveshware, the instrument sounded in throughout the universe. Anante, unlimited musical instruments sounded throughout the universe. Okay. Like that. So then, Gopaha parasparam hrishta dadikshira gritam budivi gritam bubihi asinchanto vilam vilimpanto navanitaischa chikshipuhu. Hrishta, in gladness, Gopaha, the cowherd men, parasparam asinchantaha, enjoyed the great festival by splashing one another's body dadikshira grita ambubihi with a mixture of curd, condensed milk, butter and water. Navadeetaischa chikshipuhu, they threw butter on one another, vilimpantaha, and smeared it on one another's body. This was wealth. Happy gopas sprinkled each other with curd, milk, butter, ghee, etc. Chikshipuhu means chutro. In a joking mood, the gopas energetically threw milk, yogurt, ghee, and water on each other. Chikshipuhu can mean the cowherd men began to fall on the slippery earth, since ship means moving the feet as well as the hands. So it became so slippery, they started slipping and falling down like that. Nando Mahamanaste Bhyo Vaso Lankara Godanam Sutamagada Vandibhyo Yenye Vidyopajivinaha Taiste Kamair Adinatma Yatochitam Apujayat Vishnoraradhanartaya Swaputrasyodhyayacha. Mahamanaha Nandaha, the great-minded Nanda Maharaj, Vaso Alankara Godanam, he gave clothing, ornaments and cows in charity. Tebhyo, unto the cowherd men. Vishnoho Aradhana Arthaya, in order to please Lord Vishnu, he gave them in charity. Swaputrasya Udyayayacha, and also to, and thus he improved the condition of his own son in all respects. Because if they all happily receive the charity and bless the child, the son will become very, very, it is very good for the son. The son will get all kinds of protection and all that. So, Apujayat, he also distributed charity, Suta Magada Vandibhyo, to the Sutas, Magadas and the Vandis, who are all professional, reciters of history, glorifying the persons and so on. Ye Anye Vidya Upajivinaha, and men of all other professions, Yatochitam, according to their educational qualifications, he gave them and satisfied everyone's desires. So, magnanimous Nanda Maharaj gave in charity to the Gopas, the bards, Suta Magadas and Vandis, and everyone else according to their qualification. Okay. Mahamanaha means very generous. Nanda Maharaj was very charitable, gave lavishly to all in attendance. Vidyopajivinaha means educated professionals. Vidya Upajivinaha, for those for whom their source of livelihood was their vidya. So this refers to those who made a living by dancing, singing and playing instruments. So they knew this vidya, the art of dancing or the art of singing or the art of playing instruments, that was the vidya they knew. Upajivinaha, that was their source of living, teaching scriptures and the use of weapons, all of them he gave in charity. Taistai kama, kamaihi means whatever was desired or asked. Nanda Maharaj gave suitably according to the level of one's knowledge and reputation. Since all in attendance were devotees of Vishnu, Nanda Maharaj gave them charity in order to please Lord Vishnu and thereby bring happiness and auspiciousness to his newborn child. So by doing that, he was pleasing the Supreme Lord because they were all Vaishnavas. Vishnor Aradhana Arthaya and Swaputrasya Udyayaya cha. So Nanda Maharaj thought, may Vishnu be pleased by this charity and by his pleasure, my son will be blessed. Swaputrasya Udyayaya cha. This will bring in lot of blessings for my own son. So in this way, Nanda Maharaj gave in charity to everyone who had come according to their qualification. Rohini cha mahabhaga nanda gopa binandita vyachare vyacharad divya vasasrak kanta barana bhushita. Rohini cha mahabhaga, the most fortunate Rohini, the mother of Baladev, nanda gopa abhinandita, she was honored by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. దివ్య వాస శ్రకంఠ ఆభరణ భూషిత. షీ వాస్ ఆల్సో డ్రెస్ గార్జియస్లీ అండ్ డెకొరేటెడ్ హర్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ అ నెక్లెస్ a garland and other ornaments. So srak is a garland, kanta is the necklace, bhushita means she was decorated with, divya vasa means very wonderful dress like that. Vyacharad, she was busy wandering here and there to receive women who were guests at the festival. Now vyacharad does not mean all these things. Vyacharad means she was moving around. That's what it means. So now Prabhupada adds the why she was moving, the purport in the translation only. Vyacharad, she was busy wandering here and there to receive the women who are guests at the festival. This is very contextual, which is right. Why would she be moving around here and there? Because she was as good as the host. Because of her closeness to Mother Yashoda and because of her being under the protection of Nanda Maharaj, she was as good as the host. So why would she be moving around here and there on the day of Nandotsav? Of course, to receive the woman who were guests at the festival. So this is a very contextual translation for a simple word, Vyacharad, which literally means she was moving around. So, like that. And you will see this often in Srila Prabhupada's translations, right? So Rohini was also honored by Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. And she was dressed gorgeously and she was busy receiving the guests. Mahabhaga means most fortunate. Rohini is addressed as most fortunate because among all of Vasudev's wives, she alone attained the opportunity to see Krishna's childhood pastimes. Therefore, she is Mahabhaga. Nanda Gopa means Nandaraj. For the word Gopa also means king according to the Amarakosha dictionary. Go means earth as well as cow. Gopa means protector of the earth also. Abhinandita, honored. This means that Nanda praised Rohini saying, because of your coming here, my child was born. Vyacharat indicates that Rohini went around giving proper respect to the assembled woman. This Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur gives in his purport. Prabhupada gives it in his translation only. Like that. And Rohini was decorated with beautiful clothing and ornaments given by Nanda and Yashoda. Absorbed in the bliss of celebrating Krishna's birth, Rohini forgot about her separation from her husband and her sorrow over her husband's condition in prison. Ideally, a woman who is separated from her husband should not be dressing very elaborately. She should, you know, if you remember, when Krishna comes back from Hastinapur to Dwaraka, the queens were actually dressed very, very simply. No ornaments, no expensive saris, you know, they were fasting and not eating very, you know, luxurious items. Because a chaste woman, when she is separated from her husband, is not supposed to be celebrating. Naturally, she feels the feeling of separation from her husband. And therefore, she is not interested in elaborately dressing, elaborately eating. Right? So here was Rohini. Not only was she separated from her husband, but she was separated from her husband in a very distressful way, because her husband has been arrested by Kamsa. There is no guarantee for his safety. under such a situation, for Rohini to be dressing very gorgeously is not proper practice. But the personality who had taken birth here was no ordinary personality. He was the lord of every single living entity, was Krishna. While Vasudev was the husband of Rohini, Krishna is the husband of all living entities, eternally. So when the husband appears, how can the wife not be properly dressed? And how can she not be happy? So when Krishna takes birth, Rohini very naturally forgets about her separation from her husband, and she dresses gorgeously and becomes very happy. Because relationship with the husband is on the bodily platform. Relationship with the Lord is on the platform of the soul. So Rohini became very natural. You know, there was no guilt. In fact, she did not even remember that she was feeling separation from the Supreme Lord, from her own husband. So she forgot about her separation from her husband and her sorrow over her husband's condition in the present. She did not even remember it. She became so naturally happy. Okay. So therefore, this was not inappropriate on Rohini's side, because this is natural for the soul. Tata arabhya nandasya brajas sarvas samriddhiman harer nivasatma gunaihi rama kridam abhun rupa. Oh, rupa, O king, Parikshit Maharaj, nandasya brajah, the home of Nanda Maharaj, harehe nivasa atma gunaihi, is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. You see, this is the elaborate explanation of this. Harehe nivasa atma gunaihi. It is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harehe nivasa, and his transcendental qualities, atma gunaihi. Therefore, that's all. And is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all his wealth, is all purported, embedded in the translation itself. Tata arabhya, yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, Rama Kridam Abhut, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. So, the house of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of Krishna and his qualities. Okay. But beginning from his appearance, it became the place of pastimes of Rama. He says, it is impossible for even Kuvera to satisfy everyone's desires. How then was it possible for Nanda Maharaj to accomplish this? Okay. Oh, that's why suddenly why this is mentioned. How could Nanda Maharaj give so much in charity? This question arises. And in answer to this question, he speaks this verse. So he says, it is impossible even for Kuvera to satisfy everyone's desires the way Nanda Maharaj did. How then was it possible for Nanda Maharaj to accomplish this? This verse answers the question. Vraja, which is Krishna's eternal place of residence, always increases Krishna's qualities by its very nature. This started from the birth of Krishna, Tatha Arabhya. Krishna's home is Nandagram because the place of pastimes for all wealth. If all wealth began to play in Nanda's house, how was it possible that anything was lacking to give in charity? Rama Kridam, it became the place of, enjoyment of Lakshmi Devi. How could such a house be bereft of the opportunity for giving in charity? So therefore, one should not think that, this must all be some exaggeration. How can a simple gopa give so much in charity? Neither is he a simple gopa, nor is Krishna a simple boy. He was a supreme personality of Godhead. And Nanda Maharaj's abode is eternally the place of residence of Krishna. And especially after his birth in this Bhauma Leela, it became the place of all, it became the playground of Rama, the goddess of fortune. So how could such a place have any shortage of opulence to give in charity? Therefore, one should not be surprised. How could Nanda Maharaj give so much in charity? Okay, so Nandotsav is over. Now, Nanda Maharaj has to go to Mathura to pay his taxes to Kamsa. Okay, so but Nandotsav is over. So before Nanda Maharaj bids farewell to Vrindavan to go to Mathura, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add, we can take. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions before we move forward? So in this way, Nandotsav was celebrated. Of course, we are a little late. Nandotsav was celebrated, about 2 weeks back. And we are 2 weeks late to celebrate Nandotsav, but nevertheless, it's okay. Better late than never. In fact, this happens within ISKCON. In our part of Chennai, they celebrated Janmashtami on Saturday, two, three days back. Okay. So, which is almost like 2 weeks after the actual Janmashtami. So, if that is possible, then we can celebrate Nandotsav also after 16, 17 days after Janmashtami. That's not a problem, I guess. Okay, let's continue. So Nanda Maharaj is now going to go to Mathura to pay taxes to Kamsa. So Shukadeva Goswami continues. So he says, Gopan Gopula Rakshayam Nirupya Mathuram Gataha Nandaha Kamsasya Vashikyam Karam Datum Kurudvaha. O Kurudvaha, my dear King Parikshit, O protector of the Kuru dynasty, Nandaha, Nanda Maharaj, Gopan Nirupya was appointed by all the Gopas, Gokula Rakshayam, to protect Gokula, Mathuram Gataha, he went to Mathura, Kamsasya Varshikyam Karam Datum, in order to give, Karam, taxes, Varshikyam Karam, the annual taxes, Kamsasya, to Kamsa. So, Nanda Maharaj then went to Mathura to give Kamsa his annual tax. So many days after the birth of the great treasure known as his son, Nanda began to think, in all good fortune, there are many impediments. So it is not that immediately when Nandotsav was happening, Nanda Maharaj started leaving. No. Actually, many days had passed after Nandotsav, and Nanda Maharaj was thinking, actually, in all good fortune, there are many impediments. Like that he was thinking. First, Nanda Maharaj satisfied the demigods, forefathers, and planets with worship. Then he immediately left for Mathura with gifts of gold coins, jewels, and cloth to give the evil king Kamsa as yearly tax to please him. So, actually, Nanda Maharaj, because of his deep affection for Krishna, he did not want to take any chance. For the pleasure of Krishna, he said, okay, let the demigods be satisfied. Let them not do any harm to my child. Let the Pitrus be satisfied. Let them not give any harm to my child. Let all the planets be satisfied. Let them not cause any harm to my child. And finally, let Kamsa be satisfied. Let him not harm my child. Like that, because of his affection for Krishna, he said, I will please every single person because I don't want my child to be harmed. Okay, like that. So, then, Vasudeva upashrutya rataram nandamagatam gyatva dattakaram rajne yayautad avamochanam. Vasudeva upashrutya. When Vasudeva heard Bhrataram Nandamagatam, that Nanda Maharaj, his very dear friend and brother, had come to Mathura, Gyatva Dattakaram Ragya, and understanding that he had already paid the taxes to Kamsa, Yayau Tat Avamochanam, he went to Nanda Maharaj's residence. Nanda Maharaj's residence means his temporary residence where he was staying, having come to Mathura to pay the taxes. So, understanding Nanda Maharaj's arrival, Vasudev went to meet him. So, now here the word Bhataram is used, brother. So, how is Vasudev the brother of Nanda Maharaj? Or how is Nanda Maharaj the brother of Vasudev? He says, King Devameda of the Yadu clan had two wives, one of Kshatriya family and the other of Vaishya family. Through the Kshatriya wife, he bore a son named Sura. And through the Vaishya wife, he bore a son named Parjanya. I think it should be Shura. Shura same. So, Shura and Parjanya. Shura had a son named Vasudev, a Kshatriya, and Parjanya had a son named Nanda, a cowherd or Vaishya. Okay. Thus, Vasudev and Nanda were brothers or cousins with the same grandfather and different grandmothers. Nanda was therefore a Yadava. Okay. In Skanda Puran, so in this way, Yadus are not just... It does not just refer to the Kshatriyas. Nanda Maharaj was also a Yadava. In Skanda Puran, Krishna says, I lifted Govardhan for the benefit of the Yadavas. Now you may say, oh, which Yadu was there in Vrindavan? They were all, you know, belonging to Nanda Maharaj, right? But Nanda Maharaj was also a Yadu because of the common ancestor. Because King Devameda, he had a Vaishya wife also, a Kshatriya wife and a Vaishya wife. And the Vaishya wife, he begot Nanda Maharaj. Like that. So Krishna told his brother Baladev, among all the Yadavas, those living in Mathura and Braja, you are the most dear. Like that. Tad avamochanam, loosen the clothes. This phrase means the place where Nanda was residing. Tad avamochanam. It literally means loosen the clothes. Probably it refers to where at home people are wearing some comfort clothes. You know, stay comfortably like that. So avamochan, Shri Jiva Goswami says, avamochan means the place where the bulls were released from the carts. This is one understanding. Sanatan Goswami says, he went to the place where Nanda parked the carts out of fear of Kamsa. So actually, it was not a place. It was a place where he had parked his carts out of fear of Kamsa. Okay. So that's where he went to meet Nanda Maharaj. Okay. Tam drishtva sahasottaya deha pranam ivagatam prietaha priyatamam dhorbyam sasvaje prema vihvalaha. Tam priyatamam drishtva. When Nanda Maharaj heard that Vasudev had come, prema vihvalaha, he was overwhelmed with love and affection. Prithaha dehaha pranam iva agatam. Being as pleased as if his body had regained its life. Dehaha pranam iva agatam. As if when the life air was going to leave, but it did not leave, it came back. You know, and how much joy it would give. Like that he became very joyful, as if his life air had returned back. Tam drishtva sahasa uttaya dorbyam sasvaje. Seeing Vasudev present there, he got up and embraced him with both arms. When Nanda Maharaj learned about arrival of Vasudev, he became joyful and welcomed him by embracing. So when Nanda saw Vasudev, he embraced him but did not pay obeisances because he was elder to Vasudev. Wow, we did not even think about it, right? We did not even think about it. I did not think about it. So he embraced him. We are happy that they embraced. Now, why did he not pay obeisances? Well, absolutely not. I did not think about it at all. But here he says he did not pay obeisances because Nanda Maharaj was elder to Vasudev. Therefore, it was not appropriate. Then, Pujitaha Sukamasinaha Prishtva Namaya Madritaha Prasaktadhihi Swatmajayor Dam Aha Vishampate. Oh, Vishampate. Vishampate means the king of the land. O Maharaj Parikshit, Prishtva Anamayam, having thus been received. Anamayam means, are you all right? You know, having, you know, Sabkushal Mangal, like that. Adritaha Pujitaha, and welcomed by Nanda Maharaj with honor. Sukham Asinaha, Vasudev sat down very peacefully. Sva Atmajayoho Prasakta Dihi Idam Aha. Sva Atmajayoho. So because Vasudev had two sons in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balram, both were Vasudev's sons. At least that's what Vasudev thought. Prasakta dihi. Because of intense affection for them, Idam Aha, he spoke in this way. Having been received warmly, Vasudev inquired about his two sons because of intense love. Vasudev spoke after being welcomed by Nanda. So Vasudev said, Dishtya bhataha pravayasa idanim aprajasyate prajashaya nivrittasya prajayat samapadyata. So now he has to speak very carefully because in his understanding Nanda Maharaj does not know that Krishna was Vasudev's son. Okay, so he has to talk very carefully. So he is asking that so he says, oh bhrataha, my dear brother Nanda Maharaj, idanim pravayasa, at such a old age, aprajasyate, you had no son at all, Praja Ashaya Nivrittasya, and you had almost given up hope of getting a son. Dishtya Praja Yat Samapadyata. And therefore, that now you have a son is a sign of great fortune. My dear brother, till an advanced age, you had no son and you almost gave up hope. Okay. Now, out of great fortune, you have a son. So, Vasudeva is speaking this knowing very well that that was his son and not Nanda Maharaj's son. Okay. But Nanda Maharaj does not know. So, he says, it would be a lie for Vasudev to say to Nanda that in old age he had son. Okay. To say that he actually had a daughter would not be believed by Nanda Maharaj. Okay. So, if Vasudev would have to tell to Nanda that he had a son, it would be a lie according to Vasudev. Because Vasudev thought, because Vasudev did not see Mother Yashoda having given birth to a son. All that he saw was a daughter. So, so for him to say that in this old age he had a son would be a lie. And if he would have told her that you had a daughter, Nanda Maharaj would not believe it. Therefore, Vasudev used the word Praja, which can mean offspring, either male or female. You see here. Dishtya bratah pravayasa idanim aprajasyate praja ashaya nivrittasya prajayat samapadyata. So the word praja, praja, praja comes three times. Praja, praja ashaya nivrittasya prajayat samapadyata. So he does not say son. He says praja, child, neutral gender. It is not a gender specific thing. Okay. Therefore, Vasudev used the word praja, which can mean offspring, either male or female. This word was also used because Vasudev was in doubt as to whether Nanda understood that whether that Vasudev had put his own son in Yashoda's bed and taken away Nanda's daughter. So, there was no way of Vasudev. Vasudev is testing waters here. Vasudev wants to know if Nanda Maharaj had any hint that Vasudev had come there on the night when Mother Yashoda and Devaki had given birth to their children and that Vasudev had exchanged the children. So, he is just testing water just to check out if Nanda Maharaj is aware of whatever, Vasudev had done. So, he's asking him like this. So, this word praja was used because Vasudev was in doubt as to whether Nanda understood that Vasudev had put his own son in Yashoda's bed and taken away Nanda's daughter. As far as he knows, he was in haste. So, in that hasty situation, he did not notice anyone noticing his coming and going and exchanging the child. But he might be wrong. Someone could have noticed it and conveyed it to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj may actually be aware of Vasudev exchanging the children. So he was not sure whether Nanda Maharaj knew or not. At least one thing, he must have gotten some confidence that when he went to meet Nanda Maharaj, the way Nanda Maharaj received him must have given him some confidence. Oh, maybe he doesn't know. Because if he had known, he would not be receiving me like this. Because this is outright backstabbing. This is outright backstabbing. You became ready to sacrifice my child in order to protect your child? This is outright betrayal. And this is not expected from a respectable person like Vasudev. This would have been serious betrayal. So when Vasudev came to meet Nanda Maharaj, the welcome that Vasudev received from Nanda Maharaj must have been, must have sort of at least somewhat given him some confidence. And now he is further testing water by telling Vasudev telling Nanda Maharaj by using the word praja, neutral, rather than telling son or a daughter. Okay. So he says that Dishtya Brataha Pravayasa Idanim Aprajasyate. For such a long time you became so old, still you did not have a child. Praja Ashaya Navrittasa, you almost gave hope of getting a child. Prajayat Samapadyata, still out of nowhere, you begot a child. Dishtya, this must be out of will of providence. This is a good sign of fortune. Like that he says. But he uses the word praja here to indicate just to test waters. Did he know that I exchanged the child? So then he continues. Dishtya samsara chakresmin vartamana punarbhavah upalabdo bhavanadya durlabham priyadarshanam. Dishtya, it is also by good fortune, bhavan adya, that I am seeing you now, today. Upalabdha, having obtained this opportunity, punarbhavah, I feel as if I have taken birth again. Why? Because I have an opportunity to know about my son. How is my son doing? This he is not communicating, but he is feeling, expressing his feeling like that. Vartamanaha, even though one is present in this world, asmin samsara chakre priyadarshanam durlabham. Even though two persons who are very good friends may be situated in this world, to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives in this material world, durlabham, very difficult. So that's what he is telling here. It is by good fortune that I am seeing you here. I feel like I have taken birth again. In this material world, to meet with intimate friends is extremely difficult. Okay. So he says, because I have met you today by good fortune, I have again taken birth in this world. Before meeting you, my life was like death. My life was like death. So he says, Durlabham Priyadarshanam. Samsara chakresmin vartamanaha. So in this material world, to get the opportunity to meet one's dear friends and relatives is very difficult, very rare. Therefore, I feel like I have taken birth again. How fortunate that I have an opportunity to meet you. Like that. He's appreciating his good fortune. So then he says, Naikatra priya samvasaha suhridam chitra karmanam ogena vyuhamananam plavanam srotaso yata yata plavanam srotasaha. Just as many planks and sticks na ekatra are unable to stay together, Ogena vyuhamananam, and are carried away by the force of a river's waves. Like you see sticks and woods floating in the water, sometimes they come together, sometimes they are separated by the force of the river. Similarly, suhridam, even though those sticks may be from the same tree, those branches may be from the same tree, okay, they may be intimately connected, but when they break and fall into the river, you know, sometimes they may come together, sometimes they may be separated. So in the same way, although we are intimately related with friends and family members, na ekatra priya samvasaha, we are unable to stay together. Chitrakarmanam, because of our varied past deeds and the waves of time, because of karma and kala, because of kala and karma, sometimes we can stay together, sometimes we are separated. So, just as planks and sticks are unable to stay together in a river always, in the same way, in the river of kala and karma, loved ones cannot always stay together. Yes, of course, it applies to all of us. This is true. So, just because we like someone does not necessarily mean we will get to stay with them always. Suhridam na ekatra priya samvasah chitrakarmanam, because of one's karma, one may come together, one may be separated, right? So, anticipating the proposal. So, why is Vasudev speaking like this? Anticipating the proposal that if that is so, then now we can stay together. Vasudev speaks this verse. Dear friend, just as twigs and grass cannot stay together in the flow of the river, we also cannot stay together. So, Nanda Maharaj is telling, Nanda Maharaj might say, oh, if you are feeling so much, I am feeling your separation too. Come, Vasudev, let's stay together. And Vasudev, anticipating such a proposal, Vasudev is telling, that is not possible, my dear brother. So we cannot, just like twigs and grass cannot stay together in the flow of a river, similarly, we also cannot stay together. Without directly giving a reason for this, he is speaking like this. So then he says, Kachit Pashavyam Nirujam Bhuryam Butrina Virudam Brihadvanam Tadaduna Yatra Setvam Suhrid Brataha. He says, my dear friend Nanda Maharaj, in the place where you are living, yatra tvam asse, where you are living, suhrid vrataha, with your friends, pashavyam brihadvanam, is the forest favorable for the animals, the cows. Is the forest favorable for the animals? Okay. He says, where you are staying, you are staying near a forest, right? Vrindavan. So if it is a one and you are a cowherd man, so you will have cows. If you are living with your cows near a forest, in the forest there will be wild animals also. So is that forest safe for your cows? Kachit nirujam. I hope there is no disease or inconvenience. Tad adhuna bhuri ambu trina virudam. I hope that place must be full of water, grass and other plants. So, like that he says, hope the place where you are staying like that. Hope the place where you are staying is favorable for your cows. Hope there is sufficient grass, water, etc. Like that. This is Pashavyam, means beneficial for the animals, Pashus. Pashavyam, beneficial for the Pashus. Nirujam means to, Nirujam becomes Nirujam to suit the poetic meter. Like that. Okay, then he says, Bhratar mama suta kachin matra sahabaved braje tatam bhavantam manvano bhavadbhyam upalalitaha. Mama sutaha. Now he can directly, you know, when he is talking about Balramji, he can say mama sutaha, because there is no doubt about it. My son Baladev, bhavadbhyam upalalitaha, being raised by you and your wife Yashoda Devi, bhavantam tatam manvanaha, he considers you as his father and mother. Kachit matra saha bhaved vraje, is he living very peacefully in your home with his real mother Rohini? My son Baladev considers you both as his parents. Is he living peacefully with Rohini? Okay. So, is my child Balram happy? Does he think of you as his father? Of course, he was very small. Pumsas trivargo vihitaha suhrudo hyanubhavitaha nateshu klishyamaneshu trivargortaya kalpate suhrudo hi anubhavitaha. When one's friends and relatives are properly situated, pumsaha trivargo vihitaha, one's religion, economic development and sense gratification, dharma, artha and kama are beneficial. Okay. When friends and relatives are happy, your dharma, artha, kama is peaceful. Okay. Teshu klishyamaneshu, but if the friends and relatives are in distress, na trivargo arthaya kalpate, these three cannot offer any happiness. Okay. So when friends and relatives are happy, then dharma, artha and kama can give happiness. But if they are in distress, then these three cannot give joy. So therefore, I am asking about all of them, because if they are happy, your dharma, artha and kama can give you happiness. So he says, to express the fact that his household life was a failure, Vasudeva spoke this verse. My household life is a failure. Because you know, my friends and relatives are not happy. Okay. But at least, are your friends and relatives happy? For a man, three vargas, the duties are prescribed by the scripture for the purpose of satisfying his wife and children. In my case, by being separated from wife and child and causing them suffering, and by not raising my son, the three vargas are useless. I may do my dharma properly. I may get lot of artha, and I may get some scope for sense gratification, but it will not give me happiness because I am not able to live with my wife Rohini and give them happiness. Thus, my household life has been a failure. Is yours successful? Are they happy? Like that, he is asking. Vasudev is asking Nanda Maharaj. Okay. So Nanda Maharaj is now going to respond to Vasudev's questions, queries. But before we go there, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share and add, we can take any quick discussion points, comments, questions. Okay. If there is none, let's continue. So Nanda Maharaj is now going to respond. So Nanda Maharaj says, श्रीनंद उवाच अहो ते देवकी पुत्राः कंसेना बहवो हताः एका वशिष्ठा वरजा कन्या सापी दिवं गता. सो नाउ वसुदेव इज गोइंग टू गेट सम कन्फर्मेशन. वन डाउट ही हैड, डिड नंद महाराज नो दैट आई हैड एक्सचेंज द चिल्ड्रन. सो नंद महाराज सेज, अहो अलास, कंसेना हताः, किंग कंसा किल्ड, बहवोते देवकी पुत्राः, सो मेनी ऑफ योर चिल्ड्रन बॉर्न ऑफ देवकी. ते देवकी पुत्राः, ही कुड हैव टोल्ड ते पुत्राः, बट बिकॉज वसुदेव हैड मेनी वाइव्स, देयरफॉर ही सेज ते देवकी पुत्राः, मेनी ऑफ योर चिल्ड्रन बॉर्न फ्रॉम देवकी. ओके, एक अवशिष्ट, देर वॉज वन लेफ्ट, हु वॉज दट आवर्जा कन्या, एंड योर वन डॉटर, द यंगेस्ट चाइल्ड ऑफ ऑल, सा अपि दिवं गता, शी ऑल्सो एंटर्ड द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स. सो नाउ ही सैटिस्फाइड, ओके, नंद महाराज डस नॉट नो दैट द डॉटर वॉज बॉर्न ऑफ यशोदा, दैट वॉज हिज डाउट, वसुदेव हैड दिस डाउट. सो देयरफॉर ही सेज, अलास, Kamsa killed all your children and your youngest daughter also entered the heaven, the planets. So, Srila Krishna Chakradhakur says, you have asked me questions about Vraja, but what answer can I give? Seeing your suffering, I am suffering even more. Forget about Vraja. Should I talk about my happiness? You have lost, I am seeing you for the first time after you had lost so many of your children. Should I talk about my happiness? Is that etiquette? Is that etiquette? No. I should be inquiring about your suffering. So I cannot be talking about my happiness. That is not etiquette. When someone has lost, so many of their children and he has been imprisoned, is it appropriate to say, oh, I am so happy, you know what, I am enjoying. Just now I celebrated the birthday of my son. You know how much charity I gave and all that would be so inappropriate. So therefore, Nanda Maharaj was genuinely very much feeling bad for what Vasudev had gone through. So seeing and genuinely feeling suffering for Vasudev, he says, with this in mind, Nanda responds to Vasudev's inquiries by describing the death of Vasudev's son and his daughter. Vasudev was relieved and blissful upon hearing the reply, because he now understood that Nanda had not discovered that his child was placed in Yashoda's bed. So he was happy. Okay, Nanda Maharaj did not suspect. Nanda Maharaj does not know that I have exchanged the children. So by hearing this answer, or by hearing this inquiry, the way the inquiry was put by Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev became pacified. Okay, Nanda Maharaj does not know and he is not suspecting me. Like that. So then he says, Nunam yadrishta nishtoyam adrishta paramo janah adrishtam atmanastattvam yovedana samuhyati. So he's telling some philosophy here. He says, Nunam, certainly, he, very certainly, adrishta nishto ayam, every man is certainly controlled by destiny, adrishta, which is invisible. Adrishta nishtaha ayam, you know, everyone, every man is certainly controlled by destiny, which is invisible. Adrishta paramojanaha, which determines the results of one's fruitive activities, which is also invisible. What is one's karma? Invisible. Every man is controlled by destiny, which is invisible, which determines the results of one's fruitive activities, which is invisible. In other words, one has a son or daughter because of unseen destiny, and when the son or daughter is no longer present, this also is due to unseen destiny. This is implied. Destiny is the ultimate controller of everyone. Adrishtam atmanah tattvam. Yo veda nasamuhyati. One who understands this is never bewildered. Understand? So bewilderment is because, why do good things happen to bad people? Why did this happen to me? Okay, that is bewilderment. But when one understands the way, this works, the law of karma works. He is not bewildered. Every man is controlled by unseen destiny. And which determines the results of one's karma. Okay. One who understands this is never bewildered. Okay, he is never bewildered. Like that. So mostly suffering is because we cannot we feel there is some injustice. We feel there is some injustice. When we perceive some injustice in the way in which something has happened to us. So it causes great pain and bewilderment. But when we clearly understand how law of karma acts, and there is absolutely no injustice, I must have done something wrong for me to undergo this particular thing. It gives some kind of peace, actually. Yes, I must have done something wrong. So, when we are suspecting injustice, it leads to great pain. When we are convinced of justice, it alleviates the pain. Yes, the system is not unjust. I am not able to see. Adrishta. The law of karma is adrishta. My own karma, sanchita karma, is adrishta. I cannot see, which means, but if you cannot see, but you are convinced of justice, then it alleviates the pain. Not that we will not feel the pain. Okay. Not that we will not feel the pain, but it will not bewilder us. Not all pain needs to bewilder us. Pain can be tolerated, but pain with bewilderment is very difficult to tolerate. Pain of separation is difficult to tolerate. But if we do not know why this is happening to me, that bewilderment causes, because it does, it is not just bewilderment, it also leads to what will happen next. What is going to happen next? You know, I have been unjustly punished. Something has been unjustly taken away from me. What more injustice is awaiting me? That causes all the more bewilderment. That compounds the whole situation. So therefore, here he says that one who understands that every man is controlled by unseen destiny, which bestows fruits of his action, which is also unseen. But if he has trust in the functioning of that system with proper justice, then yo veda nasamuhyati, one who understands this and accepts this, he may experience some pain, but he will not be bewildered. Okay. So this is such a very polished, very gentlemanly way of indicating to Vasudev that it is, everything is according to karma, don't worry, like that. So he says that, oh brother, even though the ocean of calamity is difficult to cross, you can cross it on the boat of discrimination. Okay, the ocean of calamity. See the choice of words. Beautiful. Even though the ocean of calamity is difficult to cross, you can cross it on the boat of discrimination. What is that discrimination? That there is no injustice at all. There is no question of injustice. I am not denying that you are suffering. But please do not compound your suffering by suspecting injustice. Because that suffering is very difficult to overcome. That suffering, you know, that suspicion of injustice, denial of reality, it compounds our situation even further. It makes us cynical. It makes us socially dysfunctional. It creates so much of complex issues if we are unwilling, if we are suspicious about justice. But if we accept that it's a very just system, I don't get a penny more or a penny less than what I deserve. I am not able to see it. I am not able to see my sanchita karma, my prarabdha karma. But the personalities who are seeing and giving me the results, they have no vested interest. And this is a very foolproof system. There is very clear-cut justice that is meted out. If one trusts this, not that the pain will not go away. The pain of separation, the pain of suffering may be there, but it will not be compounded with a suspicion of injustice. So therefore, he says that with this intention, So he says, oh brother, even though the ocean of calamity is difficult to cross, you can cross it on the boat of discrimination. With this intention, Nanda speaks this verse. Man is ultimately under the control of destiny. Adrishta nishtaha. Destiny gives happiness from children, but it also takes it away. Fate is supreme. It bestows children and also takes them away. There is no one equal to he who knows fate as the cause of happiness and distress. Therefore, you should not be in confusion. Ultimately, fate controls everything. Only one verse that he speaks. So Vasudeva says, Shri Vasudeva Uvacha Karo Vai Varshiko Datto Ragne Drishtavayam Chavaha Nehasteyam Bahutitam Santyut Patascha Gokule. So Vasudev told Nanda Maharaj, Ragne Varshiko Karo Vai Dattaha. You have already given, paid your taxes to Kamsa, your annual taxes to Kamsa. Drishta Vayam Chavaha, and you have also seen me. Therefore, Na Ihasteyam Bahutitam. Therefore, do not stay any further here. Santi Utpatas Chagokule, because I am foreseeing that there may be some disturbances in Gokula. So now that you have paid the taxes and have met me, please go to Gokula as I am. Since I know that there may be some disturbances there. There may be some disturbances there, so please go back to Gokula. So after hearing this advice from Nanda, Vasudeva spoke what he had come to say, which was a warning. Basically, he had come to warn Nanda Maharaj. Certainly, you have paid the annual tax to the king. Do not stay here a long time, for there are many disturbances in Gokula. Go back. Okay. Like that. So that's all. He communicates. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Nandada Yogopaha Proktaste Shaurina Yayuhu Anobir Anadudyuktais Tam Anugnyapya Gokulam. Iti Shaurina Proktaha. After Vasudeva advised Nanda Maharaj in this way, Te Nandadayo Gopaha, Nanda Maharaj and his associates, the cowherd men, Tam Anugnyapya, taking permission from Vasudev, Anobhir Anadud Yuktaihi, they yoked their bulls to the bullock carts. Gokulam Yayuhu, and started riding to Gokula. After hearing this warning, Nanda Maharaj, along with the Gopas, left to Vraja. They left. Okay, this brings us to the end of this chapter. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add? You can either raise your hands or type your questions in the chat box. Okay. There is a comment here. Just remember, Srila Prabhupada said once to his disciple that my feet are always moving. So how can you always have my association like that? Yes, this is true. So, of course, this is, yeah, true. Next also seems to be a comment. It is interesting to see that the exchange between these great souls applies not to them. Yeah, they are Nitya Siddhas, but to all of us. But these are chilling truths. Yes, quite chilling. Not very cool. Chilling. Chilling truths. Yes, true. Suffering also, suffering comes also from thinking that we could have done something differently to get a better outcome than what we received. Yeah. That is something. Yeah, that is true. Sometimes for some of us, that may be the most common source of suffering. Always. Oh, I could have done this better. I could have done this better. True. That is true. Oftentimes that is the cause of our suffering. But I think we should let go, learn the lesson and let go rather than keep brooding. Because that brooding can pull us into the into mode of ignorance. So yes, we can become victims of that kind of, you know, brooding over our past mistakes. To some extent, we should be willing to learn from our past mistakes, but when it keeps, but it, when it, when those past mistakes becomes like a black hole, like a, you know, like a Bermuda's triangle, you know, which is not allowing us to move on, you know, then it becomes dangerous, you know, then it is, you know, mode of goodness. Learning from past mistakes is mode of goodness. But if we get caught by the black hole of our past, then it is the black mode of ignorance, you know, like that. So, yes, Sri Vidya Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. So, just wanted to understand from this, you know, by prayer, Nandamara saying that it is the destiny which, you know, which is giving this trouble. So, it's your destiny, basically. And in other parts of Bhagavatam, like we see, like previously we also saw that Kamsa saying that it's your mind. In 11th canto also we see the Tavadhi Brahmana saying it is your mind, actually, that is the cause of all your suffering. So what is basically the difference between here considering one's suffering to be the cause of his mind and considering it to be the because of destiny? And also just wanted to understand, if we say it is all destiny, as you were discussing right now, sometimes we become complacent in not in understanding the what is the real thing. And I mean, there is not much scope of improvement in that case, right? If you just leave it to destiny, if you think everything is because of destiny. So what are both considered, I mean, considering the mind to be the cause and the destiny to be the cause of our suffering, are they both the same, one and the same?
Okay. Thank you for this nice question, Mataji. What is the cause of our suffering? Is it destiny or mind? Okay. Anyways, for devotees, you know, the external situations are presented by Krishna. But the external suffering situations, even though presented by Krishna, may be in response to our mistakes also, our offenses. Because of that reason also we may be suffering. But anyways, let us not get into that. So, is our suffering due to our destiny or mind? Actually, it is, they are very much connected. How the mind processes. If you see the verse that Nanda Maharaj speaks, okay, that that gives a beautiful samanvaya, you know, reconciliation. So he says, everything is certainly controlled by destiny. Which means external situations are due to this destiny. But why? Yo na veda samuhyati. One who does not know this and accepts this internally, he is bewildered. Okay. Destiny may bring pain, but mind will compound it by refusing to understand the justice. So,
when the mind refuses to accept and understand, it leads to
okay. Is it not clear? Is it am I audible now? Okay. Am I audible now? Okay. So, yeah, we are discussing about whether it is mind or is it destiny. So, this verse spoken by Nanda Maharaj is very interesting. Here, it seems like he is talking about destiny, 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 but actually he is talking about the mind as the cause of suffering. You see here, he says, every man is controlled by destiny, which determines the results of one's fruitive activities, which are also unseen. The law of karma is unseen. How much sanchita karma you have, how much prarabdha karma you have is unseen. But if your mind accepts that in all these unseen things, there is the hand of God through which justice is meted out. When mind accepts this, there is no suffering. There is no bewilderment. So ultimately, whether the mind is willing to process it, how mind processes the external situations which are presented by karma. Karma for a non-devotee, Krishna for the devotee. How the mind is processing the external situations which are presented by either karma or Krishna, that leads to whether we can remain peaceful or disturbed. So, the external situation is presented by karma or Krishna, but the internal processing is done by the mind. How the mind processes it. Okay. So therefore, actually, mind is the cause. Therefore, mind is the cause. So therefore, there is no... So the external situation is... The external cause is karma. But the mind eventually processes... How it processes it, that depends on how much we suffer further and how much we get bewildered and restless. And... that is all determined by our mind. That is why the Avanti Brahmana says, mind is the cause of all suffering. Like that. Does it make sense?
Yes, Prabhupada, very much. Thank you very much. So, we have the same, pain is inevitable, suffering is your choice.
Optional.
Right? Something, it's optional, yeah. So, something related. Right? Yes.
Okay. Correct. Yeah, pain is inevitable because karma or Krishna, they will bring pain. But suffering is optional because you can use your mind to interpret it the right way. If you interpret it the right way, you are left with just pain, but not suffering. But if you misinterpret it, then there is pain and there is suffering. Like that. Anything else before we wind up for the day? Okay. If there are no further discussion points, comments or questions, I think we will pause here and continue this discussion day after tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.